We are mostly live and completely local. This is Metro South Podcasting.
Welcome to the Big Show with Ron Van Dam.
Thank you.
Sit back, relax,
thank
grab
you very
a cup
much.
Of coffee, a cup of tea.
Hold your applause. Hold your applause,
morning,
please.
And join us as we take a look at the world around
calm
us.
Down.
And how it affects us here.
Cut it out.
On the South Shore of Massachusetts.
Shut up.
As much as it's a pleasure to be with you, the pleasure is actually all yours. And now, here's your host, Ron Van Dam.
This is exciting. It's going to be exciting. I don't know what he's going to say, but it's going to be exciting. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, good night. It's the Ron Van Dam Show, heard right here on Metro South Podcasting. Good morning to you. Good afternoon. I just did all that stuff. Welcome to the podcast, the POD casting of the world, the cast of pods. I'm so parched this morning. When I'm taping this thing here on Monday, September 15th, 2014, in the year of our Lord, it's not a religious show, by the way. It's freaking cold outside. It's 49 degrees as I sit here, and it's actually, I'll be honest with you, I'm not going to lie to you, it's 6:28 in the morning on September 15th. The sun has basically just come up. And so have I, and it's effing cold outside. It's the coldest since the spring and the summer began. And I woke up and I was actually shivering. I actually had a little shiver in my timbers. I don't know what that means. It's coming. It's coming. Yeah, it turned September, and it's coming. It's going to be a little chilly for a good part of the week. And then toward the weekend, we get back hugging the 80s again. So that'll be nice. So it's not all over just yet. But the beach weather, forget it. The whales have gone back to Capistrano. Do I have that mixed up with something else? I don't know. Isn't that true? The whales, they pack their suitcases. They can only pack up to 50 pounds of blubber. And then they go to Capistrano. I don't know where Capistrano is, but apparently there's a lot of things that go there. It's kind of like the Florida for animals. There's a lot of old animals. Capistrano, they go there when it gets cold. Just like my Miami friends.
Hey, Edna. Edna, get the blubber and watch your blowhole, will you? Do something with your blowhole, will you?
Ladies and gentlemen, my impression of a Florida Jew. Thank you very much. How am I doing? This is Metro South Podcasting. My name is indeed Ron Van Dam. It is indeed the Ron Van Dam Show. Thank you so much for spending the time with me. I feel like you're visiting your elderly, old person. Although I'm not that elderly, I'm not that old. But I at times feel like it, at times I don't. When I was 20 years old, I felt like I was 90. I did. I remember so distinctly. I would wake up from my drunken stupor, and I would say to myself, watch out, here comes the Jewish accent again.
Oh, I don't feel very good today.
Why is it when everybody does impressions of old Jews, the last word just seems to go on and then tail off?
I hurt my back yesterday.
Anyway. Enough with the impressions. What would you like me to do now? A retired German soldier? What would you like me to do? What impressions do you want me to do? Send them to me at MetroSouthPodcasting@AOL.com and I'll be happy to do whatever impression I can do for you. But I warn you, they all sound exactly the same. Every single one of them. John Shanahan, who does the opening announcements and the bulletin board and the school lunches. John Shanahan, who does that that crazy thing that you hear at the beginning. Here's one of his things. Where is it? Hold on, everybody. Hold on. I'm only one person here. I'm only one man.
Hello,
Thanks to Metro South Podcasting, now you can get your Ron Van Dam anytime you want, as much Ron Van Dam as you want, any way you like to take your Ron Van Dam. Wow, this is getting really uncomfortable for me to read. Ron, did you write this way on purpose?
Yes, I did, yes.
Did you even read this out loud to yourself to see how it sounds?
Didn't have time.
Yeah, actually, you know, you probably did. Okay.
I definitely did.
It's the Ron Van Dam Show on Metro South Podcasting. Just go with it.
Thank you, John. That's John Shanahan. He and I used to do a show on cable called The National Rag. We got a lot of heat about the title when we did that show a while ago because nobody knew what it meant. But it was a parody of those stupid shows, Entertainment Tonight and Inside Edition and all those gossip stupid shows. So what we would do is we would buy the Inquirer and Star Magazine and all those stupid papers that don't carry the news. They just tell you stupid stuff like Johnny Depp's nose is running and stupid stuff. And so we would make fun of it. Martian lands on a human being's face. Trailer park consumed by giant sinkhole. You know, stupid stories like that. And by the way, if you're in a trailer park and you're consumed by a giant sinkhole, I apologize. I really seriously do. I didn't know. I thought it was a joke. So we would do that, and we would read the articles in these stupid magazines. Sounds like a good show, right? We'd read the articles in these stupid magazines, and we would report on them as the reporters do on Inside Edition, Entertainment Tonight, and all those kinds of shows. And we would, whenever a quote came up in the article itself, we would do the voice of the person that they were quoting. So for me, and John was very good at it, and we just cracked each other up. I mean, we couldn't get through a bit without just falling on the floor laughing because it was just so ridiculously stupid. Someday I'll play a part of it for you on the podcast. Maybe I'll do it tomorrow, and you'll understand. Either you'll laugh hysterically or you'll say, yeah, it is stupid. So John would do fine. We come to a quote in an article, and he would do the voice. And then it would be my turn, and I would do a different article, and all my voices were exactly the same. I only do two voices. I do two voices exclusively, and it's not because they're copyright or anything. It's because it's all I do. One of them is the voice of a female. I don't know if you know this, but I have hair on my face. Not that that precludes me from being a female. I believe that there are bearded ladies in the circus and also in the Walmart at Brockton. But I would do a woman's voice like this, like that. And then every guy who was over like 25 years old, I would turn them into a Jew in Florida. Just automatically, it didn't matter who they were. It has nothing to do. A Swedish person was walking down the street and a piano fell on her head. And she said, "Oh my God, what is it going on here?" I have no concept of people's dialects to any great extent. It's annoying to me and hopefully to you. Wasn't it a terrible time in our history when you go to the circus and they would have these freak shows? I guess they call them sideshows or something, or sidecars. Or I don't know what they're called. But they would do these tents before you walk into the big top for the circus, and there'd be freak shows. And I believe they've since been outlawed, except for in the South, where they don't really outlaw anything because they really don't know what to outlaw. They walk around in the South going, "I know we're supposed to be intelligent, but I don't know. I'm sorry.
I know we're supposed to be intelligent, but I don't know."
All right, how's that? Better, huh? It was better, wasn't it? Can you imagine, though, actually being in one of those freak shows or sideshows or whatever they call, and that was all basically you could do? And they would always have the bearded lady. And I, even as a tiny five-year-old kid, would always say to myself, "Is that a lady with a beard pasted on her chin?" And the guy that with the microphone would go, "See the bearded lady, she actually has a beard on her chin. It's not cemented there, it's actually there for those that are wondering." I don't know, I have no idea. And then they would take these little people, And you call them little people now. They're not midgets. They are little people. I think that term came from Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory movie. I call them little people. I call them Oompa Loompas, basically, but that's not right to say. You call them little people. They're not midgets. They're not dwarfs. They're not, where are they now? Oh, there they are, people. They just happen to be small. I happen to be very tall, but they don't have a word for me. Freakish imp is comes to mind, but they don't use that on me because I'm too tall, you see. If I were too short, they wouldn't have any problem with it because the worst I could do is get a ladder and kick you in the crotch. But when you're tall, yeah, I can pretty much take care of you pretty good. I mean, I can squash you if you wanted to. I don't want to because you don't have to. When you're tall, you don't have to. You don't have to show it off. You're just like, hey, you got a lot of person there, don't you? You got more person on you than I do. I'll tell you that right now. You do. You do. The only benefit to being fat is that you can sit on people. Other than that, it's probably very bad for your cholesterol. Anyway, I'm Ron Van Dam. You're listening to The Ron Van Dam Show here, the podcast version. Hope you're enjoying yourself. Today's podcast is sponsored by absolutely no one. That's not the way this works, and it's absolutely free to you. What the hell are you complaining about? Why wouldn't you listen to this thing each and every weekday? And I even did one for you yesterday on Sunday. What the hell do you want from me? And it's free. What do you want? What do you want? You want me to give out stamps? Shaw's is doing it. Have you been to Shaw's? You know Shaw's? Shaw's is like an Irish supermarket. Because Shaw's is like Irish. You can't mistake that for anything else. They do giveaways. In days of yore, before I was around, they used to give away stamps. When you would go shopping, if you bought a banana, they would give you two stamps. I think they're called S&H green stamps or something like that. There are other similar ones. And they give you a book, and you would lick the stamps, and they wouldn't even get, like, adhesive-y or sticky. Yeah, you just lick them, and they would just stick to nothing. And you put them in a book, and if you saved enough of them, you would be able to get valuable prizes, like maybe a Pez dispenser, or maybe a pot or a pan, or a pot and pan, or maybe a fork. So, like, if you bought enough stuff in the grocery market, within 20 years, you could possibly have a complete set of dinnerware. Maybe, probably not. So Shaw's has been doing this again, and the last one that they did was if you buy something like $10 or $20 worth of groceries, they would give you a couple of stamps, and you try to match them up, and if you matched up enough stamps, you would get you'd get prizes. It's usually cookware of some sort, and they had a Rachel Ray game where you would win a Rachel Ray something. I think it was a Rachel Ray brassiere that you – I really don't know. I don't know if she wears one. She should. Not that she's large-chested. It's just that those things really should be contained. I don't know. I think as, not for Rachel, but as something for society to deal with would be her oddly shaped bosoms. I don't know what's wrong with her. She's very popular. She's a real go-getter. She does like 50 shows at a time, and you probably don't even know who I'm talking about. But she's just really annoying. Anyway, so Shaw's, every time I went in there, gave me these little game stamp things, and I was forced against my will to play the Rachel Ray win a pan of bra contest. And nobody ever won that thing, and they stopped it because I think more people were complaining about it than anything, and Rachel Ray really took a hit as far as her popularity was concerned because of the stupid game. So they just started a new one. Now, when you buy groceries at Shaw's, and this isn't a commercial for them, I don't really care. If you get a certain number of stamps. I think if you spend like $10, you get a stamp for every $10 that you spend at Shaw's. And then if you get 50 stamps, you get some kind of a tiny little saucepan that basically nobody really uses because people don't get out a special pan and say, where's my saucepan? I know it's called a saucepan, but this pan is like really tiny. You can't really put too much into it. I don't think anybody says, I'm going to make some spaghetti sauce now. Where's that tiny little pan that nothing fits into? Where is that pan that I won at Shaw's? The one thing that Shaw's did do that was wonderful was they stopped that stupid Shaw's card. I am so sick of walking into stores and pharmacies and supermarkets. Do you have your card? Do you have your card? You've got a card. I have three dogs, and I go to these dog places. I go to PetSmart. I go to Pet Supplies Plus. I go to Pet Supplies Minus. And I go to all these places, and I go to Staples to buy a couple of office supplies when I'm out of... You know they have more than Staples at Staples? Did you know that? I didn't know that. For years, I thought, here's this gigantic superstore, like a whole warehouse space, and all they sell is Staples? There must be tons of Staples in there. Staples from all countries. Staples of all races and creeds. How can they do an entire store of Staples? It's right next to Rubber Bands, which is a wonderful superstore for rubber bands. They have every size and every thickness. I get all my Rubber Bands from Rubber Bands, and I get all my Staples from Staples. So I go into a Staples once, and because I was out of Staples. Where the hell else are you going to go when you're out of Staples? Toys R Us? No! You're going to go to Staples when you're out of Staples. Duh, it says it on the building. What could be cleaner? Clearer? Cleaner? I don't know what the hell I'm talking about now. So I go into Staples to buy some Staples, and to my wonderment, they've got other stuff too. They have little computers, and they have paper and plastic, and they have all kinds of stuff, notebooks and stuff, printer cartridges. I used to have to go to Printer Cartridges. That was the name of the store I used to go to when I was out of Printer Cartridges. Now they have them at Staples. I'm all confused. Anyway, whenever I go to any of these places, they always ask for my card, like a passport or something. Ed, do you have a card? No, I don't. I just want to buy something. And I if I have the card after I'm fumbling, stumbling through my wallet, and you through your pocketbook, you ladies, you finally get the card and they swipe it. That's called, like, when they put it in the machine, that's called a swipe. It used to be that you take something that's unauthorized. That used to be called a swipe. Now that means you put the card in the machine. Yeah. It makes no sense. I don't know why you're swiping something. You're not swiping it. You're doing it fast, but I guess they got no word. When they invented credit cards and stuff, and those little slots that you put the cards into, they didn't have any name for it. So they said, okay, you're swiping. Not swiping. Swiping means I'm taking something that doesn't belong to me. I'm stealing something. It's not swiping. I'm not stealing my card. I'm not stealing anything here. I'm getting a rubber band or a staple. I don't understand that term. I also understand the term when they say they're going to garnish your wages. That means that they take your wages away from you. That's garnishing it. No, it's not. You garnish it. You're adding stuff to it. You're putting parsley on it. You're putting herbs on it. You're putting stuff on top of it to make it pretty. That's the opposite of what you're talking about. How can that be a garnish? You're not garnishing it. If you were garnishing my wages, you'd be putting more wages on top of my wages. That would be good. That I would like that garnish. I want my wages garnished. I want them topped off. But no, that's not what you mean. When you garnish my wages, you take them away? What? Well, I will garnish my spaghetti sauce. I'll take the spaghetti sauce away from you. Oh, that's not garnishing. I don't understand a word. Stop using words for opposite things. You're not swiping my card. I still have it. Anyway. Swipe the card and I pay for my stuff. And I say, I actually say to them because I have to follow up. Because I'm a journalist, follow up, and I say, all right, you swipe my discount card there, my PetSmart card, my whatever card. Do I get a discount as a result? No. Why are you swiping my card then? I don't know. I guess, I don't know. You can collect points. What do I do with them? Get a Rachel Ray saucepan? Oh, okay. That's different. Do you have the Rachel Ray Brazier? Do I have enough for that? No, nobody has enough for that. That is unattainable by any stretch of the imagination. You can come into this store and spend $5 million in the course of a day, and you still wouldn't have enough stamps to get a Rachel Ray bra. It just doesn't happen that way. It can't happen that way. It would be too much of a drag on society. There's no way that anybody could possibly have a Rachel Ray. You can't have the bra. She can't even have it, apparently.
You're listening to The Big Show by Sean Van Dan. I wish I could listen to it, too. But sometimes he says bad words.
Not often. I really don't say it that often. That's not true. Stop making things up, kids. This is why I've had enough of you kids, and you need to get off my lawn immediately.
Ain't always easy these days to know what to give your kids for snacks. Sugary this, high fructosey that. Heck, even the stuff they call natural ain't always natural. But there's one snack when your kids ask for it, you know exactly what you're giving them.
I want Piggy Parts.
Professor Parker's preserved Piggy Parts are 100% all natural salt preserved pig parts. What parts, you ask? Well, some folks would call them scraps or ears or hoofs, but kids just call them delicious. And with their stiff, leathery texture, one Professor Parker's preserved Piggy Part will last a kid all afternoon. That's what we call value. So stock up now for school. You'll find them at the end of the pet food aisle in original, barbecue, or vinegar, garlic, teriyaki, onion, habanero, pineapple flavor. Give them a try and you'll see why kids say,
That's some good piggies.
Professor Parker's preserved Piggy Parts.
See all the stuff you're missing? Just because you didn't grow up eating Piggy Parts? Whatever. Whatever. Hey, whatever. I still love that word. I love it. Total disconnect and apathy. I love the word. Who invented it? Thank you. And then a generation of people came along and took that word and put a spin on it and put an inflection on it that just keeps on giving. Whatever. Oh, I love that. Oh, please. I just got an orgasm saying that. And that's not easy for me to do. But that word will do it for me. Absolutely. Foreplay? No. Someone saying whatever? I'm done. I'm over. I got a shower. Anyway, speaking of showering, and I wasn't, and I have nowhere to go with that whatsoever. So, showers for everybody. You get a shower, and you get a shower, and you get a shower. That's an Oprah parody right there, by the way. I need to cut the podcast short today for a very important situation that I have. I noticed about 2 weeks ago that when I tapped on the brakes in my luxurious penthouse car, that they started to make a grinding sound very similar to the sound that is made by wearing metal corduroy pants. And I took it to a place that I take my car to. It's a dealership, and everybody had warned me and said, Ron, a brake job at a dealership? What are you, nuts? I didn't know how to answer that. I guess I am. I should have gotten three estimates, but I didn't. So I made an appointment at a dealership to have my brakes done because I figured I'm getting quality parts. At least that's what they told me. I'm a very smart man, usually. I must admit, I wasn't this time around. I should have gone to one of those muffler and brake places, and they could have done it probably cheaper. Probably. But I just don't trust those people because they're all dirty. And I know they're all dirty because, not that they're crooked, but that they're dirty. They actually have grease and dirt all over them, and I don't want to touch them. And I don't want to be around them. When I go to a dealership, they have coffee makers and people are dressed nice, and it's a nice little waiting room with TVs and stuff, and I don't have to see the dirty people. And I know that's very very profiling on my part, very profiling. I admit that, but I also feel that way. So I got lazy, and I just went to the dealership, and I said, "How much is it going to cost for you to replace my brake pads on my rear end?" And probably some rotor cuffs and some cufflinks as well. And they said, that'll be about like $370. And I thought, well, that's a lot of money, but it's my impending doom if I don't get the brake pads fixed. And they said, yes, it is your impending doom. So I made an appointment for this morning very, very early. That's why I'm doing this podcast so early and why it's so cold outside, because I got up way too early. And I'm going to drive frantically after this podcast to this dealership, drive there frantically in order to sit around for an hour and a half and wait for them to finish the damn job. But I am geared up. I am ready to explode because I hate to wait. That should be on my t-shirt. You want to give me something for my birthday besides grief? And those stupid Facebook, happy birthday, Ron. Hey, here's to a great guy. Happy birthday, Ron. Yeah. Turn that into cash, why don't you? If they could invent Facebook that dispenses money through the computer printer screen, I would be enthralled with Facebook. But it doesn't, so I'm not. I dislike that idea. So anyway, if you want to get me something for my birthday, it's I hate to wait. It rhymes. I love it. Let's do it. But I'm not spending money on it because it's a stupid idea. But if you want to print it out and send it to me, good. You get nothing for it at all. I'm not even going to mention your business, nothing like that. I hate to wait. I hate to wait. I don't mind waiting short period of time. Did I say short period of time? I don't mind that too much. But to wait for a long time, I mean, I've done podcasts about having a doctor's appointment and just sitting in that waiting room for hours and hours and hours and hours and hours, and they have the nerve to say to me, well, if you're not here for your appointment, we may have to charge you. Excuse me, I came for my appointment, you weren't ready, and I'm charging you, because I know your time is valuable. Guess what? So is mine. Ha, ha, ha. And you're here to serve me, and I have to pay you if I don't show up? You should pay me if you're late, if you don't show up. In the long run, I really don't care. So I'm going to hurry up, and I'm going to sit there, and I'm going to wait in their little waiting room while dirty people replace my brake pads and my rotors. And I have no fucking idea what that is. I don't know what a rotor is. I believe it's round, and it spins like a rotary. I used to think the Rotary Club was a bunch of guys who own businesses who would meet on the island in the center of rotaries, traffic rotaries. I thought that's what they did. I thought that they would assess the traffic situation in rotary areas. But apparently that's not what it is. I've since learned. Yesterday I learned this. I don't know what a rotor thing, I don't know what that is. It's motor with an R in front of it. It's like that stupid dog in that cartoon can't say motor. I don't know what it is. I don't know. Is it a router? Is it a rotor? I have no idea. I know what a brake pad is. Well, I actually don't know what a brake pad is. I assume that when you hit the brakes, there are pads that come together and stop the car. I don't know. I have no idea. That's why I bring it to a place. If I knew how to do it, I still wouldn't do it because I don't believe you can replace your brake pads. Of course, there are people that build cars, so they can probably replace their own brake pads. I can't. I don't. Look at my hands. I have never touched anything in my life. It's amazing I've even had sex or have the ability to masturbate. Hey, stop it! So that's what I'm doing. I'm driving to a place to have my brakes fixed and to sit there and wait. And I do what all of us do when you're waiting for something, like brake pads to be fixed, like for an hour and a half. I don't know if it takes that long. I have no idea. Maybe there's back there, like rummaging through my car. Hey, he's got pennies. He's got pennies in here. Come on, Bob. And clean up, because he's going to see the dirt in the car, because he knows we're dirty people. Let's go through his glove compartment. Hey, he doesn't have any gloves in here. I know what you're doing. I get it. I know. Sperm all over my back seat. I know what it's from. It's not for me. Anyway, We all do this. We have our smartphones and our little cell phones and, you know, all kinds of phones. And we play with them when we're bored, when we're sitting in a place waiting for something. We play with them. And we just try to figure them out. And we go, hey, look at this. It's something I'm holding in my hand. It has a battery and I'm doing things. After about 10 minutes of that crap, you're pretty much just sitting there looking around. Then you get the cell phone out again and you start playing again. And you realize when you do it for a second time, there's no reason for you to have that thing out. You've done everything you can do with it. You're just freaking bored. You got nothing else to do. I'll take this out and I'll play with it. The cell phone is what I'm talking about. Right? Am I true? Am I right? You bet I'm right. Stop arguing with me. You know I am. Because it is true. Nothing could be further from the truth. Well, a couple of things could be. I can name like three things. Hey, let's put on our stupid-looking shorts with suspenders and dance around like we've had too much beer. It's a polka. Sounds like a lot of fun. Although, if I had a lot of beer and I was getting a little tipsy, the last thing I want to do would be spin around in a circle like these people. And what could go better with a beer than the insides of animals stuffed into their intestines? They call them sausages. You like sausages? I love sausages. I don't know why, because they're actually kind of disgusting, and phallically, they disgust me as well, or turned me on. I can't remember which, because I don't have a good memory, but what's up with that? I'm just saying, you have to be so drunk to wear suspenders with shorts. It's just so totally not acceptable. It's worse than wearing white pants after Labor Day. You just don't wear your shorts with suspenders. Seriously? I don't even know what that is. I don't even know what that instrument is or what they're doing with it. It's just awful. It's just awful. I don't know. Oh, man. I'm not looking forward to it. I have to put my garbage out as well. This is a trash pickup day for me. I should be putting my neighbors out. It's a trash pickup day for me in my my funky little neighborhood here, and I'm pissed, and I'm going to be calling the rubbish people very, very soon when I have some time. Did you like that when I got real close to you, and you didn't get closer to me, but I got closer to you, and it sounded different, didn't it? I love whispering. It's very erotic. People actually are like right up on your ear, and if they touch it, it's erotic.
I just want to tell you something. I want to tell you a secret.
Oh, that's so erotic. Anyway, it is. Anyway, I don't know what the hell I was talking about now. I have no idea. It's time to put my trash out. And every other week, I put out my recycle bins because I'm saving the planet. All the rest of you apparently are fucking it up because there's the planet is like environmentally going to the crapper. But me, I'm separating my bottles and my plastics and my papers. So don't blame me, man. I'm going to single-handedly save this planet by separating all the crap myself. So they give me two bins, two blue bins. One's bigger than the other. Otherwise, I wouldn't tell the difference. And in one bin, I put the papers. In the other bin, I put the plastics, and I guess I'm helping America or Bulgaria or something. And on alternate weeks, I put these things out, and along with my trash. And the trash truck comes and takes my big barrel of trash, dumps it into their truck, puts my trash barrel empty back down on the ground very gingerly. So, but it's not. And then another truck comes a couple hours later, just to get the recycled stuff. So they do actually separate the recycle, but here's what's pissing me off. The recycle truck comes, the guy gets out of the recycle truck, and I got to call them about this because it's the stupidest thing I've ever heard in my life. And he picks up the bin of papers, and he dumps them into his truck. And he puts the empty bin where the papers were back on the street. Then he picks up the bin of all the plastic containers that I have collected. And he takes that up and he dumps it into the same freaking thing. It's all, the truck has no designation, maybe it's just my town, no designation between the paper and the plastic. It all goes to the same place. So why am I separating them? It's great that I separate the papers from the trash, the plastic from the trash, but why must I separate the papers from the plastics when you're just going to put them together again when you collect them? What do you think? I'm stupid? There is no possible explanation why you make me separate it, and when you dump it into the truck, you put it all together. What is that about? If you're lucky enough to see your trash actually being collected on your weekly basis, check it out. It's frustrating as hell. And I'm going to call my trash pickup people later today and just ask them in a very calm manner, hello. Every other week, I'm putting out my blue bin. And I know, and it's always a lady. It's never a guy. I'm sorry, but it is, in this case, it's always a lady, because I've done this before. And she says, how can I help you? Why do I separate the plastics from the paper when you just combine them again when you pick them up on the truck? And I know what she's going to say. She says the same thing every time. She says, I don't know. I'll check into that and get back to you. They don't know. They have no idea. It's one of the seven wonders of the world. It's basically what they're saying is shut up and do what I tell you to do. You freaky little man. Just put them out like I tell you to do and shut up. It just is something that we don't talk about. If I answer that question about why you're separating the recyclables and we don't, if I answer that question, I'm going to have to kill you. And I don't mess around anymore. I say, okay, fine. Okay. Whatever. Have yourselves a wonderful day. I will be back tomorrow with another podcast. I do sincerely thank you so much. You're just wonderful people. I don't know how you do it. I don't know how you make yourself so wonderful. I'm basically sucking up to you right now. Do you like that? Have a wonderful day. Bye-bye. You can go now. You can go do what you were going to do. This podcast is over. I wish you peace.